Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, it's a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Sanilac County applied for a Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund grant for $613,736 to fund improvements to Lexington Park. This was approved by the Sanilac County Board of Commissioners. Also, the search is on for a manager at Forrester Park, located at 2820 North Lakeshore Road in Carsonville, Michigan, 48419. You can get in touch with Forrester Park by phone at 810-622-8715 or by emailing forestrv@hotmail.com. And although Sanilac County's two canine officers have retired, a new one is ready to serve. Dover, who is a male German Shepherd from Poland, has joined the department. He is ready to take on the duties of narcotics detection, tracking, and suspect apprehension. Besides the Sheriff's Department, Dover will also work with the county's drug task force and will also assist other agencies when needed. Dover's partner and handler is Deputy Jennifer Dolette. The new canine officer will take over the work that had been done by the other canine officers, Phoenix and Susanna. Phoenix retired from the Sheriff's Department and Drug Task Force after 5 years of service due to medical issues, and Susanna works at the jail in security and narcotic detection and is set to retire April 1st. And Sherman Township approved being part of an ambulance service and the fee to be paid for that service. The township's Board of Trustees approved becoming a constituent unit of the Eastern Huron Ambulance Service during the last meeting. As part of doing that, there will be a $40 per township resident for a total cost of $39,960. The next meeting regarding the ambulance service will be at 7 p.m. on April 27th, and Pam Will and Marty Block plan to attend and report back to the township with information from the meeting. During the meeting, a data center moratorium was discussed. The board approved, following the advice of their legal counsel, to not issue permits until the zoning guidelines are complete. The Zoning Commission is in the process of working on those guidelines, and the next meeting will be at 7 p.m. on April 13th. The board also discussed selling the fire department's grass rig and purchasing a used mini pumper, or using the funds from the proposed sale to refurbish the existing tanker. It was decided to do more research before making a final decision on the issue. Another issue that was brought up was a notice from Amterra regarding landfill costs. It was reported there is an additional cost for weight over 6 tons. Because of that, it was decided to remind dump pass holders the dump site is for normal household waste, and that a new sign saying that will be posted at the dump. When we come back after this Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
It's the Savings of the Red Sale at Ozentoski Farm Equipment and Bedex now through St. Patrick's Day.
Savings of the Red Sale? Don't you mean Savings of the Green? Come on, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Don't say that color. Tim doesn't like green. He's a Red fan, and you know what? You should be too. Case IH has some really great deals on their complete line of tractors. Specials on Case IH Steiger Quad Tracks, Case IH Magnum Series tractors, as well as Case IH Puma, Maxim, or Farmall A, B, and C Series tractors. From pulling the largest chisel plows to a utility tractor for the home and the farm, Case IH has it at deep discounted prices and low rate financing options during the Saving of the Red Sale now through St. Patrick's Day.
Gosh, with low prices like that, I understand it's a Saving of the Red Sale.
So come see us at Ozentoski Farm Equipment for the best deals on Case IH tractors and implements.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at international news, in Hebron, Kentucky, President Donald Trump toured an Ohio pharmaceutical company on Wednesday as part of a push by his administration to lower drug prices. He's used the same trip to visit the nearby Kentucky district of a Republican in Congress he'd like to see defeated in an upcoming GOP primary. But the Iran conflict largely overshadowed all other issues. Trump defended the Iran action and played down market volatility and higher gas prices. He then headed to nearby Kentucky to campaign against Republican Representative Thomas Massie, one of Trump's highest profile intra-party critics. Trump has endorsed Massie GOP primary challenger Ed Gallarin during the primary in May. And in Kansas City, inflation stayed stubbornly elevated last month as gas prices rose in a snapshot of what consumer prices looked like before the U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran sent energy costs soaring. Wednesday's data had been overtaken by the conflict that began when the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran on February 28th, which has caused wild gyrations in oil prices as shipping lanes through the Persian Gulf have suffered a rare shutdown. Gas prices have already jumped and are expected to push inflation much higher when inflation data for this month is released in early April. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news and our obituaries.
This is Tammy Johnson. Spring is here, and with it brings change. For some, it also brings important decisions. For us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, it is a reminder of what matters most: comfort, dignity, and care you can trust. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing care, the Sanilac Medical Care Facility offers comprehensive care close to home. We have speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, all on site. And all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility work closely with residents and their families so we can focus on personalized care, safety, and respect every single day. When life brings change, having the right care nearby makes all the difference. This spring, take comfort in knowing that there is a place right here in our community that puts people first. Your loved ones deserve the best genuine care available. Call Sanilac Medical Care Facility at 810-648-3017 or go online to sanilacmedicalcare.com to learn more.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to our international news, in Paris, governments are working on plans to unblock the Strait of Hormuz, a vital oil choke point. The Iran war has effectively closed the waterway and pushed up gasoline prices. French President Emmanuel Macron is leading an international effort to reopen the waterway when circumstances permit. Retired naval officers say that using warships to escort tankers would make no sense during active combat. They say ships have little room in the waterway to evade attacks. Navies have recent escort experience in the Red Sea against Houthi drones and missiles. Experts say Hormuz poses far higher risks. Iran has missiles, drones, fast boats, and naval mines. Insurers also drive decisions. Premiums for ships wanting to use the strait have surged. In other international news, in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Iran has attacked commercial ships and targeted Dubai International Airport. The latest attacks today marked an escalation in its campaign to bottle up the oil-rich Persian Gulf as Americans and Israeli airstrikes pound the Islamic Republic. Iran's response to the surprise Israeli and U.S. bombardment 12 days ago has upended trade routes, choked supplies of fuel and fertilizer coming out of the Gulf, and threatened air traffic through one of the world's most traveled regions. Both sides have dug in, hoping to outlast the other. An Israeli intelligence assessment found that Iran's new supreme leader was wounded at the start of the war. We have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon.